Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trae Young on the left wing. Trae now dribbling in the middle. Stops and shoots a three. And makes it. Trae hits a three-pointer. He's got 26, and the Hawks are up 114-100.
Steve Holman on the call of a Hawks win over the Timberwolves, 117-104. This is the morning shift. We are back here in the Kia Studios.
Day Day, you're having fun with the Christmas music, ain't you?
I know. I was watching. I'm getting distracted.
I love it. I love it. My kids are learning the Christmas carols and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I'm all over it, man. I'm just singing them. Like, I'm in the car singing them to myself.
My 3-year-old, he doesn't really know the words yet to a lot of the songs, but he has the cadence and all that stuff. Right.
I don't know what song was playing in MBS on Sunday in pregame, but it was, I can't remember what song it was. Maybe it was during halftime, but there was a Christmas song playing, and that's like out of nowhere. Jake, our engineer, goes, I mean, I'm all for Christmas music, but this song sucks.
And I was a Grinch, Jake. Yeah.
I was like,
what a Grinch.
Nah, but yeah, the Hawks did Hawks win last night. Look, the Hawks had a great shooting night as far as three-point land. When you shoot 50% from three and over like 53% from the floor, you got a good chance of winning. Now, they did turn the ball over, but luckily for them, Minnesota turned the ball over well, and I think Mike has found yet another obscure Hawks player to buy the jersey of.
No, I'm not going the Garrison Matthews route.
Well,
not going
he's a little bit Matthews obscure, route. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, he's not like not a household name.
I think it's funny to call someone.
I went either season or career high in points last night. And when you're coming off the bench and you get as many points as you do minutes, then you're kind of in the right zone. 25 points, 25 minutes, 7 of 8 from 3-point range. He was incredible. He couldn't miss. And it's like every time you watch Garrison Matthews get the ball kicked out to him or kicked over to him, that you know that things are going down. Trae Young starting to heat up too. This game is a lot different than I think the Hawks have been most of the season. They've started to heat up recently shooting the ball, but like everything on the margins has been worse. You know what I mean? They've been turning the ball over. They're not getting the offensive boards the way they're used to. So it's interesting to watch the dynamic. They were on a little bit of a skid, losing to the Spurs, which they had their own little action-packed game last night. But you know, the threes are starting to fall, which is awesome, but it's like you want the rest of what the Hawks do well to keep coming with it. Keep playing defense. You know, don't turn the ball over, crash the offensive boards, and continue to do the same things that kind of got you, to relevance in the first place. But look, big win at home last night. They were 3.5-point dogs against the T-Wolves, and they're able to get it done. So I think any way you try to stretch it, no matter what the numbers say, getting the win last night was a big deal.